Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Phil Potempa, Marketing Director for Theater at the Center at the Center for Visual and Performing Arts in Munster. Welcome back, Phil.
Thank you, John.
So what are we going to talk about today?
We have so many wonderful opportunities for the holidays at the Center for Visual and Performing Arts and Theater at the Center. And I say wonderful because our big holiday production run is A Wonderful Life, the musical being performed.
Is this the first time that Wonderful Life is being performed at
the Center? It's such a favorite story, and I think about how the movie used to be shown over and over and over, I think, before Ted Turner got his hands on it. And we have done it before, but not as much as the TV viewings have been of the classic movie. Mm-hmm. Last time was about 10 years ago, so it's time to revisit George Bailey and the family.
Absolutely. I'm sure it was a hit when it was on the stage before.
It is. Yeah. And it's, again, it's the musical telling of it. So you get the advantage of some wonderful songs, and it's a little bit of a slight change for a couple of the things in the story. But for the most part, all the favorite characters are there, including Old Man Potter and everybody else, including also Clarence getting his wings. So all those classic moments are there.
So there is a local connection?
There is, and you probably know this. You're probably just being kind to me. But if the folks
I'm
that
not.
Are – you're not, okay. Usually I don't get a chance to teach John Cain something, but this is a learning moment here. Everybody always thinks about our Christmas holiday movie being – A Christmas Story being the only one with a connection with
right.
Hammond. But the Wonderful Life, of the movie with Jimmy Stewart, Beulah Bondi, who played his mother and was so fantastic in there, she's a Valparaiso University graduate and was born and raised in Valparaiso and got her start in Little Lord Fauntleroy on the Memorial Opera House stage. So she really is an actress as our local claim to fame in Northwest Indiana, and of course thought of by many as the mom of George Bailey in the movie It's a Wonderful Life.
Well, I'm going to have to bone up on my Beulah Bondi.
That's right. See?
I feel like I've been shirking my duty as an arts person. Okay, Beulah Bondi it is. I'm going to be IMDBing
That's
her.
That's it. That's my gift to you, John,
Thank
today.
Thank you so much. So who's directing this production?
The wonderful William Polinzi, who spent 10 years at Theater at the Center as artistic director. Mm-hmm. He was back last spring for that fantastic run we did of Nice Work If You Can Get It. And mm-hmm. so now we have him for the holidays, and he'll be doing what's going to be a very lavish production of A Wonderful Life, the musical.
Well, that's fantastic. Bill was a long tenured director and the inventor of dinner theater
that's
in Chicago.
Right. Yes.
So he should do a bang up job on this show. And you have some special holiday dinner nights?
Yeah, I just want to remind folks, because this is the time of year where people maybe only see one show a year. We hope you come and see more. But we also have this fantastic holiday buffet. It's a show package, a great price. It's two times, December the 7th and December the 15th. One-stop shopping. Come in the evening, have a wonderful buffet meal created from the Chef Trauma right there at the Performing Arts Center. And then come and see the show afterwards.
And you have a special New Year's Eve bash
yes.
too, right?
That's become a tradition for so many folks. And our New Year's Eve celebration is, once again, two performances. For the early birds that want to be in bed before that ball drops, 6 p.m. performance is going to be our salute. The Four Seasons do their salute to Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. And then for the Night Owls, the 10 p.m. performance. And we're all right there to raise a glass and see in the new year.
So is that a combination of food and theater?
It is, exactly. You can do just the show only, but the dinner buffet is such a great package. Just add that on and great price. And just again, you're right there under one roof and no driving or worrying about parking. And again, you get home safe.
Yeah. I think my technique for dealing with the ball dropping is to set an alarm. Go to bed when I feel like it. Set an alarm for quarter till.
It's the only moment that matters.
Yeah. And then I think, oh, whoop, whoop. It's all so exciting. And then right back to bed. What else is happening that we should know about at the Art Center?
I just want to make sure I remind everybody that we also have all these special concerts and events. And something new this year is the fact that we have Lightwire's A Very Electric Christmas. And you've seen it on all the different reality shows since America's Got Talent. And again, they're in black suits. They're illuminated with lights all over them. They do this fantastic choreographed musical performance. And it certainly will brighten up your holidays. And that's a lot of performances on the 29th of December and the 30th. So you've got performances both days, four performances to pick from.
That sounds interesting. A Very Electric Christmas. That's very cool. Yeah.
I can say as seen on TV.
As seen on TV.
That's right.
And now you can see it live.
That's right.
Well, that's great. Well, thank you, Phil, for being here to tell us about all of the holiday activities coming up, and we have the Festival of Trees
yes.
in the lobby at the Art Center throughout December, and that's gorgeous trees that have been designed by local florists and also nonprofit organizations.
Favorite tradition.
Yeah, that's great. It makes the center a really pretty place to visit at that time of year. Okay, well, thanks for being here, Phil, and thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.